Supervisor Amy Haldeman says the 3-bed unit for patients of all ages is located adjacent to the emergency department. They can stay for up to 3 days as outpatients instead of being admitted to the hospital. She and other staff members worked with Trinity's Robert Young Center in Rock Island.
And so we worked with them and realized that there is nobody on the Iowa side in our region that has any type of intervention unit before inpatient. And we thought maybe this would be a good pilot program for Iowa to show people that our number one focus is getting people healthy and not put them in an inpatient. So I think it was great that we had the ability to work with the Robert Young Center and partner with them and kind of build off of what they had and put it into the Iowa side.
The goal is to intervene early to help patients get better without being admitted. Haldeman says the new behavioral unit will also help patients, healthcare providers, and the community save money.
Individual and group therapy, we'll be talking to them about if they have any substance use issues, giving them some mental health education. We have a case manager that's down there, so if we have to provide any follow-up care, they will, you know, call their next level care provider and set up appointments for them, teach them about medication management, and just making sure that they're going to be successful if they do discharge from that unit.
The new Anna Neal Behavioral Intervention Unit at Genesis is named after a nurse who died trying to save 40 patients when fire broke out in the hospital in 1950. St. Elizabeth's was the mental health ward at Mercy Hospital, which is now Genesis Medical Center's West Campus. The Genesis Foundation will also create the Anna Neal Fund to raise money for the new unit and other mental health care programs. I'm Michelle O'Neill.